Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have reported a new COVID variant found in 25 states. The new variant is a mutated subvariant of the Omicron virus, which was identified in a respiratory sample in South Africa in November of 2024. Since then, it has spread internationally and was detected in the United States in June of 2025, and vaccinations seem to offer little, if any, protection against it. This variant has also been detected in wastewater data. Symptoms of the virus are similar to those with Omicron-related variants, such as coughing, fever, fatigue, headache, body aches, sore throat, sneezing, and upper respiratory tract infections. And in other news for today, Henry Keenan, age 33, of Flint, will be back in Lapeer County Court on Friday, March 27th, regarding multiple felony charges from a gun incident on March the 13th. On that date, at around 11:48 p.m., dispatch sent Lapeer County deputies to a residence on Mount Morris Road in Columbiaville for reports of gunshots and assaults. When deputies arrived on the scene, they learned that Keenan had obtained a gun and allegedly had fired shots at two men inside the residence, demanding their car keys and cell phones. The incident involved a standoff between Keenan and several law enforcement officers, which ended at around 3:32 a.m. on March 14th without any injuries. Because of those actions, Keenan has been charged with 10 felonies. He's charged with 2 counts of armed robbery, 2 counts of assault with intent to murder, 2 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, multiple weapons-related charges, as well as being a habitual offender. Since his arrest, Keenan has been lodged in the Lapeer County Jail without bond. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Every act of change begins with a neighbor, with someone saying,
"We take care of each other here."
In food banks and food pantries, neighbors pack fresh food and dignity into every box, moving food from farms to families through Feeding America's nationwide network. So when that box reaches a home, it carries more than food. It carries a promise that together we can end hunger. Feeding America, led by neighbors. Take action to end hunger now at feedingamerica.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, in a surprising turn of events at the Huron County District Court, inside of Judge Ferris's courtroom, a defendant has opted for the high-stakes gamble of a jury trial. Cody Benjamin Whitney, facing charges in a case, flatly rejected a remarkably lenient plea offer from the prosecution. The people, represented by Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace, had proposed a deal that should he plead guilty or no contest, the state would not oppose a sentence limited solely to fines and costs. A seemingly minimal penalty, yet Whitney, through his attorney Andrew Lockhart, has declined the offer and decided to fight it. This decision now pivots the case from a guaranteed predictable outcome to the uncertainty of a full jury trial. The court has confirmed all pleadings are in order, discovery was exchanged, and a one-day jury trial is now on the calendar, with the defense requesting 7 days to finalize their witness lists. It's a bold move, creating a clear path for the unpredictable drama of the courtroom. And in other news for today, Aspire Rural Health Systems and Versetti Blood Center in Michigan will be hosting 3 local blood drives on Thursday, April the 16th, across the thumb from 12:30 to 5 p.m. There'll be a blood collection drive at the Deckerville Community Center, a collection at the Heartlands Community Center in Marlette, and one at the Beechwood Community Center in Cass City. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are still encouraged. To schedule an appointment, you can visit aspirehs.org/giveblood. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, March the 26th of 2026. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.